Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. You know, we are in our study, Chasing Hard After God. This is week 4, and we are on belief. We'll be talking about belief today, and you're going to hear a lot of scriptures, and of course, I'm going to give you some Greek translation in there. I want to call your attention to the book of Hebrews, if you want to go ahead and get that. Now, as I'm talking, Hebrews chapter 11 is where we are going to begin. Glory to God. Amen. We honor the Lord as we go forth. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. I want to give you a definition, amen, before we pray for the word faith. Faith, this word is translated from the Greek, and it is the word faith that is in this scripture. When we started this scripture, amen, we began by saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is this faith that we're translating. Amen. The word is pistis. And it means conviction of the truth, belief, confidence in, or trust. Another form of that term is also pistio, and it is in John chapter 20, verses 29, and also in verses 31, and we'll take a look at that a little bit later. Faith is paramount, and I want to say that again. Faith is absolutely paramount to our relationship with God, because we must first believe that he is. Glory to God. And remember, in Matthew, it tells us that to seek and we shall find. Glory to God. In every word that is written, it is true. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. He used men to write his word, and he is an infallible God. So his word, too, is infallible. Even though he used fallible men, his word cannot fail because he cannot fail. Glory to God. God is faithful, and he is always faithful. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. We are chasing hard after God, and we're talking about belief today, and we are in the faith chapter. Amen. And it's been dubbed that because it talks about the faith of our ancestors and the faith of those that are examples to us in the word. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now, Lord God, as we come before you. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the breath in our bodies and our mind to seek your faith, the mind to chase hard after you, Lord God. There's so many things we do not understand, so many things that bombard our minds and that are in the atmosphere and that are happening all around us. And, Lord, we need you. We need our Savior. We need you to give us strength. We need you to give us understanding. We need you to give us hindsight and foresight, Lord God, so that we don't fall into the traps of the enemy that have been set before us. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, oh God,
because you are the true and the living God. There is no other. There's no other God but you. Oh, Lord God, and we honor you today as we come into your presence, Lord God. We honor you, Lord, in all of your sovereignty and all of your majesty, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, as the self-existent one. We honor you, Lord God, because before you established time, you were there. Oh, Lord God, having no beginning and no end, we give glory to the creator of all things, to the creator of us. Oh, Lord, you created us. You placed us in our families and in the states and the cities and the countries that we're in right now. You knew exactly where we would be in this moment. You knew exactly what we'd be thinking in this moment. You knew exactly what our situation would be even right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, with everything that we are and everything that we're not. Lord God, we gather it up. We come before you into your presence. Oh, Lord God, to bow before our Creator, before the living God, before the salvation of our souls, before the one who is our healer and our establisher, before the author and the finisher of our faith, we bow ourselves before you, Lord God, knowing that you, Lord God, are the one that will deliver us out of every circumstance, and you will make us whole and entire. You will bring forth those breakthroughs. Oh, Lord God, you're forming those things even right now as we go forward, and we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you see everything. You don't miss a beat, Lord God. We can't see past the moment that we're in right now, but you see, Lord God, from the beginning to the end and from the end to the beginning of our lives, and you have made a way for us. Oh, Lord God, you have established our way already. Lord God, show us the ways of your salvation. Show us the path that you set before us, Lord God, that we not miss it. Oh, Lord God, I lift up every soul that is discouraged right now in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke the spirit of violence. God, rebuke homicide and suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind it in your name, Lord God. Remove its power right now in the name of Jesus so that that evil cannot do what it set out to do. Lord, cause it to be powerless. Bind it up so that it cannot move and cannot consume the way that it would like. Oh, Lord God, but I speak life into the spirit right now. I speak life into the atmosphere. I speak life into the surroundings right now. I speak life into the minds, into the hearts, into the souls of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, let your peace flow forth throughout the atmosphere right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, dispatch a legion of angels, Lord, throughout the atmosphere to make war with every demonic presence, Lord God, that is trying to discourage your people. Lord God, you are the lifter of our heads today. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Lord God, go before us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you encourage our heart. You uplift us. You lift our heads. So, Lord God, let no head hang low this day, Lord God. We believe the Lord. We believe you, Jesus. We believe. Oh, we believe. We believe. We believe, Lord God, that you will deliver us. You will bring us through. You will establish us. You will make us whole. You will, because you are our God. And you said for us to ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and the door would be open to us. You said, Lord, if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh to us. Here we are, Lord God. Here we are in your presence, Lord God. In your presence, Lord God, naked before you, Lord God. You see all of us. Lord, you see the parts of us that other people cannot see. Lord, you see us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to come up, Lord God. Help us to come through. Help us, Lord God, to go forth In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we belong to you and not another. You are our God. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our provider. You, oh God, are our hope. Lord God, and you are the author and finisher of our faith, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, Lord God. And it is to you that we bow. It is to you that we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, in each and every one. Lord, you see us, Lord God. We are naked before you, and you see what each and every one of us has need of this day. Oh, Lord God, and you, oh God, are our provider. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He knew that you are God. You are the great shepherd. You are the one that is leading us. You are the one that leadeth the water. You're the one that provides for our every need. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Before we even have a need, Lord God, you have already provided. Hallelujah, Lord, open our eyes that we see the need has already been provided for. Lord, even as you did, Lord God, when the servant of Elisha, Lord God, went out, Lord God, and he saw that Arameans were surrounding them, Lord God, and he came back into the house fearful. And Elisha prayed, Lord God, that you would open his eyes to see that those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And that servant went out and he saw the armies of the Lord, glory to God, surrounding the armies of the Arameans. Hallelujah, great and mighty army of God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have us surrounded by power, surrounded, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, by hope, surrounded and full of power. All around us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for uplifting us today. We need it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And God keep you, every one of you. I thank the Lord for all of you. Amen. God is good. Amen. And he is our help at all times. Hallelujah. No matter where we are, no matter what things look like, no matter where we've been, no matter who we've been with, no matter what. Amen. If we come before the Lord, amen, he will move. Amen. God is speaking all the time. Many times we're so frantic that we can't hear him. But if we would humble ourselves in the presence of God, bow ourselves before him and be quiet for just a little while, the word says to be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we just have to be still. And I know the way that life is, it's very fast paced. Amen. It's hard to be still sometimes, but we have to, because while the world is falling apart, while the world is becoming more and more backwards and upside down, while the world is calling evil good and good evil, we have to be still and hear from the Lord. We need him every day and every hour and for everything under the sun. Amen. Today we're chasing hard after God, and we're talking about belief. Glory to God. Amen. I gave you a definition. Amen. Pistis is the Greek term for faith, and it means conviction of the truth, belief, to have confidence in or to trust. And pistio, amen, from John chapter 20 and 29. Chapter 20, 29, and 31, also a form of that word, amen. Chapter 20 and 29 is when Thomas, amen, had come in, and he had not seen the Lord when he had rose, amen. The Lord had risen out of the grave, and the other apostles had already seen him, and they had a bit of fellowship with him already, and Thomas was not present at that time. And Thomas had told him, well, he's not going to believe it until he's able to put his hand where his nail prints are. And the Lord let him know when the Lord walked in, amen, at another time, instance, when Thomas was there, amen. And the Lord let him know, amen, that blessed are those that don't see until they believe. Glory to God that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And that is that where that word pistio comes from. Amen. And there's also another scripture, amen, that uses that term, and I will give that to you shortly. But I want to do a little reading in the word, and that's basically what we're going to do today as we're talking about belief. I want to go directly from Hebrews, amen, because I think I believe Hebrews explains it so well. I mean, he preached it. Glory to God. He preached it. You hear me? Down through 40 verses, and that's why I want you to hear the word today. Amen. I've already read verses 1 through, we read 6 and 7. Actually, I think I wanted to read. No, we read verses 1 through 6. I'm sorry. Yes, we did. We read verses 1 through 6 already. And I want to continue reading. Amen. But I am going to take this from 6 because this is important. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. We're chasing hard after God, and we're talking about belief. Verse 6. I'm going to just read that one more time. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And then Noah, at that time, they had never even seen rain. They didn't know what rain was, because the Lord would bring dew up from the ground to water their crops and so forth. So they never had the downpour until that day. And yet Noah believed God, and because of it, because he believed, it was salvation for him and his household. Glory to God. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, with the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Glory to God. And we see how the Lord has established that nation of Israel. Amen. And they are a number that we don't even know how many of them it is, because they're everywhere in the world, not just in that city that the Lord established. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. She believed God. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Amen. The Lord had promised Abraham that he would make him a great nation, that his seed would outnumber the sands of the stars of the sky, or the sand on a beach. Glory to God. And God has established that nation even as he said he would. He has done it. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Glory to God.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons, Joseph, and worshiped. Blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned and they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all of these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Glory to God, but we have the opportunity. Glory to God to receive the promise, the one that was promised from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3. After the fall of men, God determined that he loved us so much that even after the fall, he was making plans to redeem us back to himself. Because death always brings separation. It always brings alienation. It always, amen, hinders relationships. Amen. It brings separation at any kind of death. The death of a relationship, even a divorce is a death of a relationship. It brings separation. Physical death, of course, brings separation because one has been one has left, amen, the body to go on into eternity. It brings separation. Death always brings separation. Even at the point when disobeyed God in the garden. Amen. And they, although they did not fall dead physically, they did not fall dead. Death did begin simultaneously with that disobedience, in that they were separated from the Lord. There was a gulf between them, that relationship that we once had as in the earth with the Lord, the relationship between Adam and Eve and God, amen, it was severed by disobedience. Sin brings, amen, that separation. Death brings that separation. And the enemy, of course, loves every moment of it. Amen. But all these, amen, these fathers and mothers of faith, amen, these that went forth before us are examples of chasing hard after God through belief, through faith. They believed God and they didn't receive this promise. Although the Lord gave them victory after victory after victory. Glory to God. And used each of them mightily. Amen. To bring us to this point. Because the enemy would have liked to have wiped them out. And you, if you look down through scripture, you see how he tried to do just that. But the Lord has something in mind for mankind. Amen. He was constantly bringing us back. Glory to God. He's in pursuit of each and every one of us. Glory to God. And now we that have obtained the promise have this opportunity, amen, to be in the presence of God, to know him for ourselves. We don't have to go to a priest. We don't have to have someone go. We don't have to take animals to the temple, amen, to have them sacrificed. Nobody has to go before us. We can go to God secretly without anyone else knowing, amen, and he will hear us when we pray. He loves us, amen, and Jesus, amen, paved the way for us. He is our salvation. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. He's the one, amen, that placed within us that urge, that yearning for God. He placed it within us, and as we come closer, that yearning gets stronger, amen, and as we experience him, it begins to get stronger and stronger. So our faith actually grows with every experience with the Lord, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And I like even what is written in John. I was telling you about John, the 31st verse, because it says that all those things that is written, amen, in the Gospels, and the Lord told us about so many things that happened that Jesus said and the disciples experienced, and how they went forth and they were laying hands on the sick and they were recovering and they were doing, amen, what the Lord had called them to do. Even while he was there, he was teaching them, he was training them for the time when he would go back into heaven, amen. And it is written in John, but all these things that were written in the word, it says, but these were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah. So we don't even know everything that happened, but what we do know, it was all written so that we would believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and so that we would chase hard after him and not after the things of the world that are temporal, because there will come a point when we will have to go into eternity ourselves. All of us will be leaving the bodies that we're in right now, and eternity is imminent. So at some point, we better choose to chase hard after God. And we have so many good examples before us of those who have chased hard after God, those that were hungry for him, hungry for the word, those that wanted to know him better, amen, and they chased hard after him to gain that knowledge and to get that experience and to be in his presence, to learn at his feet. And we have that same opportunity even after we have said yes to the Lord and he has filled us full of his spirit. Every day there's another opportunity to get closer, to get stronger, to know more, amen, because we want to be known. We want to know the one who knows us best. Glory to God, because the Lord has a plan for our life. He has a plan for greatness. So don't wallow in even in your despair, because there is greater just ahead of you. Remember, I said almost at the onset of this broadcast that we can only see in the moment that we're in right now, but just past these moments is something greater, something ahead, something wonderful that will blow our minds, because God has prepared those things for us. He has a plan for each and every one of our lives, and those plans are not to destroy us. Those plans are good. Those plans are plans of life, plans of peace, plans of hope. Just hold on and believe. Just believe him. Amen. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We don't understand everything, even the things that we're going through right now. I have quite a few things that I could say that about, even in this moment. I don't understand every circumstance in my life, but what I do understand is that God is God, and he is able to move anything. There's nothing too hard for him, and I do understand that I belong to him, and because of that, he has made promises to me that he will absolutely keep, because he is God. He's not a man that he should lie, and he will never disappoint. Amen. He will be there, and he will be on time. Believe God. Say chasing hard after God. Amen. Week 4, belief. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen.